Current State bids a reluctant but fond farewell today to the founding producer of our program. Joe Lindstroth returns to his Ann Arbor alma mater as he leaves WKAR for a position at U of M's public radio station. Joe has been at the heart and soul of Current State since its launch on January 14, 2013. From the beginning, Joe's approach to leading Current State was to dream big and dream local.
You know, we want to be serious. We want to address the issues like today with the Lansing police chief. But we also want to have a little fun. And I think most importantly, we want this to be the community show. We want the community and your involvement in this, whether you tweet us, email us, et cetera, give us feedback. We also want you to participate in some segments we're going to be asking, you know, for your help on. And then I think together, you, myself, and every the staff here at WKAR and the community can produce, you know, a great show and make it a meeting place, a gathering place for this community to honestly discuss issues and have a good time.
Somewhere around 2,000 stories later, Joe Lindstroth's drive, energy, and enthusiasm continues to fuel the fire that created WKAR's flagship program. Tireless, dedicated, thorough, inspiring.
Those are just a few of the words used by Joe's colleagues to describe his Current State tenure. Whether it was a broad budget discussion, a complex political debate, a sweeping social matter, or an intimate and personal conversation, he helped to broaden and deepen the narrative of every story, like this conversation between Joe and Alaska wilderness survivor Adrian Knops, the Grand Ledge native stranded alone in the wild for more than a week.
So I'm curious, Adrian, when the Coast Guard picked you up and they finally took you back, which I assume to a hospital,
right. What
did the Coast Guard tell you? I mean, these guys and women have experience out there in rescuing folks in the wilderness. Did they put your situation in context from what they had seen in the past?
They did. In fact, the Coast Guard wanted to interview me on camera. They said to help them in their training program for survival. And I say, well, what's that all about? And the Coast Guard guy that was doing the interview, he said, we've never found anybody alive 7 days out there before with no food, inadequate clothing, in those kind of weather conditions. Just, it's never happened before.
We point with pride to Current State's Neighbors in Action segment. Joe's brainchild and weekly creation gives regular voice and understanding for the underserved in our mid-Michigan community. And Neighbors in Action received the Best in Category Award for Community Service in 2014 from the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
We foster nonviolence. That means alternatives to violence in solving conflicts. So we do nonviolence trainings, giving people hands-on skills.
We believe that people who have a mental illness can function just as well as anybody. And so at Charterhouse, people lead the meetings, and members answer the phones, make the copies.
Nicole, when did you first start going to Charterhouse?
I started Charterhouse about 10 years ago, Mark. 10 years ago, I was isolated. It was very excruciatingly painful to been isolated. So then I decided at that time that I no longer wanted to be isolated in that home. So one of my goals was to start Charterhouse.
The daily pressure of any live news show creates a certain degree of stress, a situation that Joe faced with good humor and camaraderie. You might have heard our interview last week with local auctioneer Bill Sheridan. Joe wrapped up our time with Bill by including him in our last pledge break of the show, as Bill auctioned off our Current State Live Music Friday CD.
You know, that last segment, you probably thought that we were, derelict in our duties, committing some sort of professional licensed crime by not having our world-class auctioneer actually do some of what he is famous for here. And that is auction. Well, let's Bill Sheridan tell you.
I'll take 100. I'm $100 here and $100 here. Well, 5, 10, now 15, now thank you, now 20. I'm at 15, 20, 25, now 30. I'm $30, bid it again, 30, yes, and now 5. I'm 35, and 35, get a bomb here, now 40. I'm $40, bid it again.
If the value of the place is in its people, then WKAR's stock rose a lot with Joe here. Good luck, Joe. You gave a lot. Many thanks from all of us.
65, now 70. I-65, 70. We got a $5 premium, folks. I-65, 70.
And that's our show. We're back tomorrow. We hope you can join us. I'm Mark Bayshore. You've been listening to Current State on WKAR. Now 85.